You're listening to WNAD 640 in Norman, Oklahoma. The Sequoia Indian Club of the University of Oklahoma presents Indians for Indians. And now here's your host, Clyde Warrior.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to your program, Indians for Indians Hour, brought to you by the Sequoia Indian Club of the University of Oklahoma. Today we are fortunate in having a live program, if we can get through it through the announcements, brought to us by the Angie Smith Methodist Memorial Church of Oklahoma City. And now the announcements. There will be a war dance April 27th at 1736 East Apache, Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the St. Augustine Recreation Hall, sponsored by Father John. Everybody welcome and bring your own dishes. Also, there will be a war dance held Friday night, April 12th at Carnegie, honoring Jim NQ Jr., a Marine home on leave. Head dancer will be Cecil Lowell. The Intertribal Indian Center at the Oklahoma City YWCA will sponsor the first annual Haskell Shalako Reunion. This will be Saturday, April 27th, and it will honor all Carlisle Indian graduates also. This will be held at the Indian Hills Park in Oklahoma City, provided the weather is okay. In case of rain, it will be held at the YWCA Center in the city. Everyone is invited to bring chairs, dishes, and picnic baskets. There will be a dance at the Apache Community Building April 27th at 7:30 p.m. This dance will be in honor of the Comanche Princess Mrs. Lahoma Tequichi. Everyone is invited for an evening of fun and dancing. The Oklahoma Intertribal Club of Lawton will sponsor a dance at Apache on April 20th. Everyone is invited. The dance will start at 7 p.m. so that they can be out of the building by 11. There will be no drinking around the premises. All members bring 3 items for the grocery basket. All singers and dancers are invited. There will be a singing at the Boone School Friday at 7:30. Each member is to bring an item for a box of groceries. After the singing, there will be refreshments served to the club by Mr. and Mrs. Thurman White to celebrate their son's birthday. Also, Arliss Archuleta's little girl's birthday. There will be a dance sponsored jointly by the Kiowa Gourd Clan and the Kiowa Veterans Association on Friday the 12th, promptly at 7:30 p.m. This dance will be held at Carnegie, Oklahoma, at the new Tribal Community Building just across the street from the Veterans Building. This dance will be in honor of Private First Class James Ducky Ankew. All friends of Jimmy Ankew and friends of the Gourd Clan and friends of the Kiowa Veterans Association are cordially invited to come and attend and enjoin by honoring our service boy. The Gibbswater Service Club will sponsor the Memorial Day dance in Ponca City to be held in the Agricultural Building north of town on May 30th. There will be dinner and supper served with an afternoon and evening program. Head dancer for the occasion will be Owen Walkinsky. Tail dancers will be Abe Conklin and Clyde Warrior. The head singer will be Lamont Brown and the MC is McKinley Eagle. President of the club is Mrs. Alice Littlecook. A revival will be held where the Reverend A.W. Hancock of McAlester, Oklahoma, will speak at the Brown Indian Baptist Church just south of Walters, Oklahoma, in the Holy Week Revival beginning Monday through Thursday, April 11th, and closing on Easter Sunday, April 14th. Services begin at 8 p.m. each night and on Sunday, also at 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome. Sidmore Spring Powwow will be held May 30th, 31st, and June 1st at Frontier City. A dance will be held tomorrow evening, April 9th, at Carnegie. The location is the south side of East Main Street in a warehouse building. This is a new place which is very large and nice. The purpose of this dance is to raise more money for the Kiowa, Comanche, and Apache delegates who are in Washington and need expenses for their stay and trip back. War dancers, singers, and everyone are invited to participate. Also, everyone else wishing to help are requested to bring grocery items for prize drawings. The sponsors of the Wednesday night dance urge everyone to bring extra chairs and come early so that this will comply with the city law of Carnegie in concluding the dances early. On April 13th, the Oklahoma City Powwow Club has challenged the Ota War Mothers to a showdown hand game. They have a guesser who have been saving all winter and he is now ready with his medicine, so you Red Rock Otos better get ready. On May 11th, the Oklahoma City Powwow Club will hold their annual Mother's Day dance at Indian Hills Park, northeast of the city. Bring your dishes and chairs. Supper will be served at the usual time. The Oklahoma City Powwow Club will again, as in the past several years, hold their annual powwow on July 26th, 27th, and 28th at Indian Hills Park. To all members of the Cheyenne and Arapahoe Scholarship Committee, it will be held at 10 a.m. at Concho. The Cedar Creek Indian Methodist Church of Carnegie are holding a revival. It will start Wednesday the 10th of April through the 14th of April. Reverend Walden Ware is the evangelist. Everyone welcome. There will be a benefit hand game to be held at the National Guard Army in Fairfax on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m. Refreshments will be served after the hand game. This is sponsored by the Catholic Ladies of Fairfax. On Saturday night, there will be a hamburger sale April 13th to raise church funds. This will be held at the White Church of Carnegie, Oklahoma. Young people will have their fellowship service also on Saturday night. We invite you all to come and enjoy spiritual singing. We'll have all day service Easter Sunday. Everyone welcome. A bingo game will be held at the home of Nestle Poe Thursday night, April 11th, for the benefit of the Native American Church. Members, please bring prizes for the bingo. Singing after the bingo, on the menu will be hot tamales. A special meeting will be held at Dick Cotopony's home for the Oklahoma Intertribal Club, April 15th. All members, please attend this meeting. Attention teens. A big teen hop will be held in Clinton Saturday night at 8 p.m. April 13th after the main Indian dance. The place is the VFW Hut. The prizes and free records will be given away. We want youth with talent to sing and play an instrument. This is sent in by Victor Stone Road. There will be an important meeting of the Walters Powwow Club Friday night, April 12th at 7 p.m. at the home of Silk at Bamakia. Members bring two or three grocery items for the gift, also for Friday night. The Caddo Powwow Club would like to announce an Easter egg hunt Easter Sunday at the Monroe Dance Ground south of the Binger Y. Everyone bring 2 dozen eggs and a covered dish for lunch at noon. Also, the Caddo Powwow Club's annual dance will be July 11th, 12th, and 13th. There will be a revival held at the Cache Creek Indian Methodist Church starting April 9th and go through the 10th and 11th. The speaker for each night will be Reverend Sherwood Zotai. Everyone is invited to attend each night's services starting promptly at 7:30 p.m. The church is located 9 miles south, 2 miles east, 1 mile south of Carnegie, Oklahoma. The Thrill Friendship Club are having a club meeting Tuesday night, 7 p.m. sharp, in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Amos Peewee of Thrill. Very urgent business. All members are invited to attend. Also, the powwow honoring the Comanche Tribal Princes, April 27th at Apache. There will be dance at Lawton, April 17th. This will be an open drum. Everyone is invited. Bring your own chairs. The head dancer and head singer will be announced later. The Maud Reynolds Mission will have a Sunday program beginning at 10 p.m., worship service at 11, dinner at 12, egg hunting games at 2 p.m. The Air Capital Indian Club of Wichita, Kansas wish to announce their last dance of this season until October. On April 20th, Saturday, at the East Armory, Edgemore and Central, Wichita, Kansas, supper at 6 p.m., everyone invited. On Saturday, April 13th, the Hub City Intertribal Club will sponsor dinner at noon and dance in the afternoon at the Excelsior Gym for Alvin Paul Tallow. Kyle from Carnegie, Oklahoma, is leaving for Cleveland, Ohio. Everyone is cordially invited. Dancers, bring your costumes. Singers, bring your drumsticks. On April 11th, there will be a covered dish supper at the YWCA Center. The guest speaker at that time will be Dr. McBray of the U.S. Public Health Service, Indian Division. Supper will be at 6:30 p.m. Everyone is invited. Finally, I would like to turn the program over to Reverend Thomas Ruffes of the Andy Smith Memorial Church.
Greetings to everyone in the name of Christ. We extend to all our friends living in the Oklahoma City area an invitation to our Easter revival to be held at Andy Smith. Our in progress at Andrew Smith at 400 Southwest 31st. Our services began last night and will continue through Saturday night. And we have engaged as our evangelist, Reverend Leslie Smith, pastor of Whit Memorial Methodist Church of Tulsa, Oklahoma. We urge you all to come out and join our fellowship for inspiration and for a real spiritual uplift. We're happy to have our choir with us today, and they will now sing two numbers, first a Choctaw hymn and second a Kiowa hymn.
Jesus, oh, God, oh, hear.
We're happy to have with us today our evangelist, Reverend Smith, and I'll turn this time over to him.
Who is your God? This is a very important question. One we need to ask ourselves, because it is around this God we're going to build our lives, put our trust and our hopes in. We usually choose the God that appeals to our senses, our necessity, and our hopes. First, we are attracted to a God that pleases our senses of pleasure and value. The prodigal son knew the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Moses, yet the God of the world prevailed to his ruin. Eventually, though, he came to his senses and returned to his God. Necessity. Man wants security, so he chooses a profession, and this then sometimes becomes his God. I have to make a living. I don't have time to attend the church, and I can't give. I need to reinvest my profits into my business. This is usually what we hear. Business is business, you know. Takes all of my time. Yet we have heard Jesus speak, "Take no thought for your lives, what you shall eat, or what you shall wear. Life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment." Take the fowls of the air, for instance. They sow not, neither do they reap, yet God feeds them. Our hope is usually wrapped up in our retirement program. The Bible tells a story about a man who was laying up in store for the future until he didn't have any more room, so he decided to tear down his barns and build larger barns so he could store his goods and say to his soul, "Now I have plenty, I can take it easy from now on." Yet that very night the Lord required this man's soul of him. Jesus teaches us through the Bible that we ought to first consider our life. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then his pleasure will become our pleasure." His business will become our business, and ours will become his. Then we will have a hope beyond this life only.
I know thou art mine, for
We'd like to invite you again to our Easter revival to be held at Angie Smith Memorial. That is in progress at Angie Smith. We think we have engaged a real challenging speaker in Reverend Smith. We had a wonderful service last night. We ask all of you living in the Oklahoma City area to come join in our service and help us rejoice together as we go through our special Easter emphasis. And so I'll turn the program back over to your announcer, Clyde Warrior. Thank you very much.
I omitted two announcements. One is Saturday evening, the Kiowa Victory Club will have a dance at the new place in Carnegie. Also, on April 19th and 20th, the Itanawa Youth Council will sponsor their annual spring conference, which will begin on Friday morning at 9 a.m. and continue through Saturday, climaxing with a Saturday evening powwow, which will be held this year behind the Stovall Museum. Supper will be served at 6 p.m., and everyone is invited to come and participate in the Sequoia Annual Spring Powwow. Now I'll turn you back over to Reverend Thomas Ruffay. Once again, I would like to, in a few minutes of the program, urge each and every one of you who have children in high school or know of Indian students in college to try in some way or another bring them down for the annual Itanawa Indian Youth Conference, which again will be held on Friday and Saturday, April 19th and 20th. On Friday at 12 noon, Governor Bellman will be down to speak to Indian college and high school students on higher education. On Friday morning, we'll have a panel on politics in Oklahoma. On Saturday afternoon, we'll have another panel on why Indian students should try to attain a higher degree of education. This will also be followed on Saturday morning with why Indian students should also pursue careers and vocations and technical training. We hope to have panels from different colleges throughout Oklahoma. On Saturday afternoon will be the annual football game between Varsity and the Illumini, and on Saturday evening supper will be served behind the Stovall Museum, and on Saturday night we'll have a war dance. The head singer will be Melvin Galantai of Oklahoma City, and the head war dancer will be some guy named Clyde Warrior, I think. And again, I wish that each and every one of you would tried to come down and attend. If not the conference, we'll come down for the powwow.
WNAD, Norman, Oklahoma, it's 2 o'clock.